The occupational therapy practitioner can support this student as his transition needs are being addressed. How can we build on this student's skills, interests, and his strengths and move him towards community integration, towards post-secondary career, or education? We want this child with the disability to express his interests and his goals. This is the concept of self-determination. How realistic are the student's future goals? And how can the occupational therapy practitioner offer opportunities within the school day so he can build on his skills so he's more ready to enter the workplace in the future? For example, can the occupational therapy practitioner help a middle school student or a high school student build a work portfolio? Could this child volunteer in the school library to practice his work or job skills like punctuality and dependability? What are this child's leisure interests, and how can these be promoted? Does he have the social skills necessary to make and keep a friend so that this child is better integrated into the community? We're interested in helping this child develop the needed living skills so he can participate socially and academically currently, but also for the future. The occupational therapy practitioner can also partner with an outside agency to see if this child can get an internship or a volunteer job, and even go to the sites to assess if the workplace is accessible and if the tasks are well suited to his abilities. Occupational therapy practitioners have great expertise in activity analysis and environmental modifications, so they could look specifically at the internship tasks and recommend modifications so the child can be as successful as possible in meeting the activity demands. Occupational therapy practitioners want to try to help the student be more readied, be more prepared, and be more successful in his future work, future education, and his social participation.